Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I just told Bulldog this, but I have a friend, Jake, from who's from the island.
State
we grew
Farm.
Up together.
Jake,
I know, I know. Sorry. Right. He lives out west. And he and
get
his brother,
it? Jake from State Farm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are brilliant marketing, right? I mean, they've taken a name.
Yeah, I know, right?
And made it theirs.
I wish I wish none of that had happened.
Just for free.
Can we dump all this?
He and his brother, who also lives out west, are in town this week. And I just mentioned him because we talk about getting together and he's got a tight schedule. And I guess I do. But I brought up that we're drafting together tonight.
I shouldn't laugh like that. You've got two kids that are playing sports. You have a tight schedule. I shouldn't have given you that much.
Remind me tomorrow on the air what I did tomorrow morning. I'll tell you what happens tomorrow morning.
All right.
Then you'll hear about my schedule. So I just told him we're going to be out drafting tonight. If you want to drop by, and I thought to myself when I did it, you know, this guy literally skis Mount St. Helens. But maybe he'll want to come watch us draft fantasy players. You know, maybe that would sound exciting to somebody who's sort of an adventurous, the most adventurous thrill seeker guy that I think I know might drop by our draft and watch us drink.
Our station league that features, you know, like people who worked here 30 years ago and then some people who never worked here.
Yeah.
So, you know, good. You know, I'm sure they'll enjoy that.
We'll see. I don't think that in itself will matter.
No, right.
Whom in this?
Right.
I don't think he's going to care about that.
Well, I don't know. Is it possible like this? Like, well, it's the people from the station. Like, you know, you expect to see Sal and Jeremy and Joe. Like,
he's getting Joe.
Joe. That's right. Joe is in the league. I forgot.
And you.
And me.
And me.
Right.
We're friends.
Yeah.
So, Nate, I believe.
Nate
Paul.
Is in this league. Paul.
Don't, I mean,
all
Paul.
Right. You know what?
That's half of it.
I take it all back. They should come. This will guaranteed to be a better time than skiing Mount St. Helens.
Which he's not, that's not the alternative today, of course, but yes. That's a big sales pitch right there for our little night. Okay, well, we waited an hour. First day back, Labor Day weekend, week one, you know, let's sort of ramp up here to the opener. But cannot wait any longer. It's time now for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. How do we see it as we get to week one?
Here's the thing that I see. I think in starting with what I would expect to be their week one game. Let me see who this team is playing in week one. They are at the Los Angeles Chargers.
Uh-oh.
I would expect that the Las Vegas Raiders games will just have, I think, a countdown clock to when they trade Devontae Adams in the Ooh. Corner of the screen. I think that should, and if it's not there, fans will be doing that themselves. The Raiders fans would just be counting down to, like, when are we trading Devontae Adams? That's it.
It's the whole season.
How much are
it's
we going to get? Up. Are we going to get at least a? Can we get a one? He's 31. Big contract. Get a one?
Listen, fair. I get it. Here's their first six games. At the Chargers, they're a 3-point underdog. At Baltimore, okay. Carolina at home. Cleveland at home. At Denver, Pittsburgh. You're not trading anybody if you're 3-3, right? It'll be last year where they just sort of move along, you know, in the middle, pretend in the hunt. That's not the whole schedule, but in fact, it gets quite a bit tougher after that. Rams, Chiefs, Bengals, Dolphins. When's the deadline? Halloween?
Later. Well, I shouldn't have rushed. They moved it. So it's like a week or two later than it's been. So maybe mid-November now? I can't remember what week it's after. But I know there was a big deal. Some in the league wanted it pushed back, and I think they finally got that through.
I think they – I don't like them at 16. I have at other times, I guess, probably. But I think they'll be in the upper – no, the lower middle. Minshew is like sort of that quarterback. Adams is good. Max Crosby is great. You know, they have enough okay. They're not the Patriots, where it sounds like they just can't bring themselves to start the quarterback that had the better summer because they think he might die.
Right. And that's definitely how the Patriots sound.
And I don't think the Raiders are that. And the schedule is pretty playable for a while. 16 is New England for me.
I'm New England pretty much for the exact same reasons.
And Brissett, even their own coach is saying, doesn't make them better than May. Who's never played a game in the league.
Yeah, they definitely, I don't think they've said we're worried our quarterback will die. But everything they've said indicates that that's what they really think. Like the way and the people who cover the team certainly will steer you there too. Like, and that's opinion, but they're basing that off of how the team sounds about him. And how the team sounds about him to me is, I think it looks pretty good. It's promising, but we don't want him to get, murdered.
There it is. New England, a 9-point underdog, biggest number of the week at Cincinnati, 1 o'clock Sunday. 15.
Well, there are rules.
Pittsburgh.
I'm going to have to say Raiders again here.
I'm willing to go Raiders here. I'm moving now more into the less to the future. How do these teams look and more just how they are now in the Raiders? They're not as bad as New England, but they're not great.
Raiders at Chargers, as we said, +3 in L.A., 4:05 on Sunday. The Raiders have one night game all year. Atlanta, week 15 at home on a Monday.
The Raiders have one night game.
Yep.
Wow.
With two Chief games, with the Rams, with the Ravens,
With Las that. Vegas. Las Vegas.
Yep, at Miami. Nope, they have one scheduled night game, December 16th, against the Falcons. Your Falcons. 14, Pittsburgh. Didn't you hear? Isaac Samula is out.
Well, I can't really get with putting a team 14th in this exercise that I think will challenge for a playoff spot. So I need to counter with someone. It feels like a lot of people are getting behind Denver. So I don't know. Is that right? I'm going to say Denver.
I like Denver better than Pittsburgh. For this, not
overall. No, I got you. Yeah.
Pitt. Wheels coming off.
Really? Already?
I think so. Yeah. Well, they haven't exactly been detached yet, but it's got to be this year. Too many years in a row of defying logic.
It could go really badly. I mean, Russell Wilson is not, a normal person, it seems, maybe. And so if there's some struggles there, it could get pretty awkward pretty fast. So I hear you. I think they'll win their nine games.
They are a team, though, that like after week one, I could like overreact to and be like, no, they're the worst team in football. Like they are on a knife's edge in terms of like how I think most people even feel about them.
This whole idea that they're going to be actually bad is totally put to the test in week one at Atlanta, which I and like everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
3-point line. I think I'd want to bet Pittsburgh because. Only three? Look at everything they've done.
They go in there and win a 19-13
exactly.
game. That's Pittsburgh all day long. Wilson is 11 for 27 for 116 yards. But
T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt, the scoop and score or something. I totally see it. That's Steeler football.
Arthur Smith revenge. Everybody hates Arthur Smith, makes fun of him. He goes in there as the Pittsburgh assistant and beats the Falcons. I mean, I want 30-6, but
yeah.
I feel like that's in the range. 13.
Tennessee. Nothing they've done this offseason makes me trust them even slightly. And then Will Levis. I think he's fun. I don't know if there's any substance there.
I think I've become a Will Levis guy.
How has that happened?
I don't know.
Was it the throw in practice, the slow-mo?
I don't think I saw that. So no.
That's not good. That's
I don't think I saw that. I don't know.
Worrying.
I don't know. I don't know.
Mike, help.
I like Will Levis.
Chargers.
No, I like that. I watched the Connor Stallions documentary on Netflix. Definitely recommend it. Very anti-Michigan Harbaugh stance right now for me. Mm-hmm. That could go away on Saturday, yeah. But that's where I'm at.
All right, I'll run with Chargers.
3-point home favorite against the Raiders. 12. All right, Denver. Actually, Denver.
Okay, I'll go Denver.
There are reasons to be hopeful.
Like I always said, I'll go Denver. I had to go Denver. I already thought of them. I already put them forward. I was locked in.
You submitted Denver in an earlier round.
Yeah.
I just don't know how much talent. So, fine if we all have decided that Bo Nix is going to throw 15 passes a game to the running backs. But what does that amount to? And he can move a little bit. Denver plus 6, 4:05 Sunday at Seattle. Is it really all these games are 4:05 except Dallas-Cleveland? Interesting if they did that. 11, Titans.
I see Washington and Tampa as 4:25.
Oh, yeah?
By the way, on my schedule.
I don't. MGM has 4:05, but I don't know who's right.
Well, I'm at ESPN.com, so make your jokes.
I figured. At least the draft is on there later. Do they actually have Commanders at ESPN.com, or have they not gotten around to updating that yet? It's called Commanders? That's a cheap shot. I'm sure they changed it promptly years ago.
In the standings, it says Commanders, yeah.
11, Tennessee.
I'm still in Tennessee.
10.
All right. Jacksonville.
Sure. Tennessee, did I not give you? At the Bears, plus 3.5, 1 o'clock Sunday. Jacksonville is at Miami. Miami starts with 2 home games. 1 o'clock Sunday as well. Also a 3.5-point underdog. Jacksonville at the Dolphins. Real games that we won't be able to watch because we'll be watching the Bills. But we'll tell you, somebody will tell you what happened.
We'll all find out together.
We'll find out. 9.
Really, we won't find out together because we all won't be watching together. We'll find out separately. It's really the opposite of together.
Indianapolis.
Sure.
Home to Houston. 3-point underdog at home. Rematch of a Week 18 game that was for the AFC South that Houston won.
I'm going to have to get somewhere on Anthony Richardson by probably about 7:15 or so tonight.
I experienced that this weekend. I did 4 fantasy drafts, and every time he came around at like round 7, 8, I'm like, can't do it. Nope. I don't like the feeling.
We are super flex 2 quarterbacks, so like he's, you know, we're picking 4th, and he's right around there. Like, I don't know, maybe on the way back.
I barely like one of my quarterbacks.
I don't know if I can get there. Like, a guy that barely played, I mean, I know there's no rhyme or reason to a lot of that, but I'm too scared to draft him that high.
You know, I'd like to chime in on this fantasy discussion.
You got some thoughts?
I have a lot of Richardson. He's an easy click for his talent and opportunity and the coach and everything. Like, it's...
Right.
He doesn't have the Bears receivers, but there's so much to like there. The problem I have, this is sort of like a Josh Allen point, too. Just draft Daniels. You know, rounds later, just draft Daniels, or just draft Caleb Williams, or just draft, you know, even like Herbert, who gets buried in these things, might, that's not the same upside, but I don't know. It's just rich. No pun intended, Richardson. Mm-hmm. It's just Rich. Like, I don't plan on drafting a quarterback tonight in the first round because I think this year for me has been sort of proof that you can do, even in super flex, you can do fine waiting. You just won't get, you know, the guy you think is QB1, probably. But do you. You do you. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll take him after saying all this.
Right. Who knows? Smokescreen season.
Yes, it is. It's almost over. Eight. Browns, I guess?
Sure.
Cleveland home to Dallas, 425 Sunday. Tom Brady, 2.5-point favorite at home against the Cowboys.
Is that at least a little surprising?
Brady?
No.
They're favored?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yes.
Yeah.
The Browns get a lot of respect.
When I noticed that we were talking to Trista last hour, I'm like, am I seeing that right? I'm at ESPN.com here. Just looking at the schedule. They've got the line there. Okay.
I mean, there are questions about Dallas.
Sure. Yeah.
Name their good skill position players.
CeeDee Lamb. I'm done.
Lamb.
Schultz is pretty
good. Ferguson.
Ferguson. Sorry. Yeah. If Schultz was there and went to Houston.
Right.
Yeah,
so. Maybe he's good. Maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know. It's like, it's thin.
Yeah. Well, they did, you know, they brought back a seeming corpse of a running back and then doubled down on that with twice. Someone who's slightly less dead than Ezekiel Elliott by bringing Delvin Cook in. So good job, Dallas.
What, Blank wasn't available?
Didn't miss that last week.
Fournette went to Indy. I think it was a tryout. I don't know if he signed there, but Fournette.
I did see something about him going somewhere for work. Yeah.
Seven. Cincinnati.
The Jets.
All right, I'll go with Zach on the Jets.
Six.
Bengals.
Five. Miami. Did I do the spreads on these games? The Bengals home to New England. I did that one. Jets at San Francisco Monday night +4. That's good.
I want to go for Houston here.
Houston at 5. I'm Miami.
I like the change up. Go Houston here. I know Stephon Diggs had a GQ article today that came out. Basically admitted he wanted the shakeup for both Minnesota and Buffalo. So
yeah,
and he wants the ball. So we'll see how long that lasts.
I'm sure it'll be fine. And I'm not being sarcastic. It's going to be fine. All that the bad reputation stuff, it barely followed him from Minnesota. We never really thought about it until last offseason, really, or the Bengal game, I guess. It sort of became public. And then we were kind of nervous wrecks about it for more than a year. I would expect it to go great in Houston starting out here, even if he doesn't get, you know, a ton of target share because they're pretty stacked.
By the odds, he would be favored to finish the season with more receiving yards than any Bill. Despite Collins and Dell and Schultz. 900.5 is his line. I would be under. I think maybe Joe Ostrowski brought that up. Somebody did last. Maybe it was Joe. Was Joe on last week? I think he was, right? I don't know. Sorry for not remembering that. But I got a question recently. Diggs 900.5, and I said under. Maybe it was Matt Collar. Anyway, I'll figure that out on my own. Four, Miami. Or I never will.
Sure, Miami's 4. Yeah.
Three Bills.
Sure.
Generous. The shakeup there with the Bengals and the Texans made room.
Yes.
Cleared a path for the Bills.
The Bills came barging through that door.
Two.
I'll go Baltimore.
Yeah, me too. Kansas City 1. Again, big high drama. Maybe we should do these the way Bill Daly does the NHL lottery, where you skip right to 1. After you get to 3, then here's the winner. Right? That's what the NHL does.
Right, that's right.
Would you ever want to do anything the way the NHL does, though?
No, never. No. No. Almost across the board, exclusively.
So this is better?
Yeah.
We're sure?
I'm positive. I'm not even... I haven't thought about it prior to now, and I'm done thinking about it. Yes. Affirmative.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com, Baltimore at Kansas City, This time around, it did not mention the Chiefs Thursday night favored by 3. 803-0550. Thoughts on Bills Cardinals? Here we are to the end of the offseason. How was it? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Ross Tucker at 5 on WGR.
I already told Poe, bro. You might as well get away from me, bro.
Yeah.
And all love. Like, I would be so happy to compete against Poe, because that's my bro. And I would want Poe to punch me in my chin, because I respect him that much. But I want Poe to understand that we coming for that chin, too, respectfully. It's all passion and all love. I done seen you multiple times come down in that box, taking dudes. Boom. You come on my side, Poe. I'm going to knock your head off, bro. And that's just snow.
Okay. Deion Dawkins, Jordan Poyer, new member of the Miami Dolphins. That's next week, though. What are we doing?
Yeah, getting ahead of ourselves here.
I don't hear anything about Kyler Murray in that clip.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next Thursday night. It's going to come fast.
Aren't there any? Yes, it is.
We waited forever for Sunday, right. And then it'll be like
right back out
there.
What do you mean
there's
another game in 2 days? Oh! Yeah, it's going to be us next Tuesday. Not really, but maybe some of us.
I wonder if there are trends, and it's maybe worth looking into. Early season road Thursday night versus mid or late. It just seems so rushed. Yeah. And, you know, it's the same calendar, even if it's December. But, man, like, you're just not in the groove yet.
Yeah.
And then, what, Tuesday you're flying to Miami?
Wednesday, I think they'll fly to Miami.
Wednesday.
Yeah. But still, it's like, I know when we saw it, I've made this point at least once or twice here over the months since the schedule came out. Like, all right, well, at least you get that short week out of the way. But, yeah, you know, the downside is, you know, because you shouldn't be as banged up as you will be, you know, just cumulatively speaking as the season goes on. It might get harder to turn around after a Sunday game and be ready for a Thursday. But the downside of that is, yeah, if you're still... You know, like the Bills, a lot of new moving parts. We're not really sure who's going to be doing what and who's going to be exactly good at what. You know, sort of a feeling out process. Well, if you're struggling to find your groove, man, it's tough to play another game so quick after you just open the season. Because you're still sort of in meetings going, like, no, what we need to do is this.
Like, and even though it's at night, it's still like oppressively hot and humid in Miami. So you have to adjust to that. Let's go to Andrew next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi.
Earlier, you guys were talking about the Baltimore Chiefs game and who to root for, and it kind of had me thinking about how, like, for the last 4 years, I was kind of always just rooting against the Chiefs for seeding because, you know, got to get them in Buffalo for the playoffs instead of always going over there. But that didn't really work this time, so I'm kind of taking a different approach with the Chiefs this year. The Bills have never – they're always, like, the second team to play the Chiefs. You know, the Ravens and the Bengals have had the opportunity to play them more, like, further into the playoffs, which gives you, like, more odds of someone else knocking them out instead of it having to be your job. So I'm going to be kind of rooting for seeding such that, like, if the Bills are 1, I would rather have the Chiefs be 3 than 4, which is kind of counterintuitive because you wouldn't see them until the championship game. Like – when Big Ben was around in Pittsburgh and, you know, they always had to deal with Brady, The years they actually got to the Super Bowl, they never had to see the Patriots in the playoffs because someone else was able to knock them out. So since we haven't been able to get past them, I'm sort of looking at options that might, you know, make it someone else's job to get past them rather than always.
Well, you know, you'd have to admit, Andrew, this point is not going up in the locker room.
Right.
How do we avoid Kansas City?
Right, but I feel you. Yeah, I feel you. I mean, they did see him in the AFC title game in 20, but still, the divisional round the other two times. Right.
If we have to, at least it's like further than the second round because the Bills play them better in the playoffs than most teams do, besides maybe the Bengals. But it just, you know, now the Bills are a team that gets ejected early because they always face the Chiefs earlier than everybody. And it's just, like, I think Ben only played Brady in the playoffs, like, one time or something, maybe two.
There was one year where New England went there. It was the 2004 year.
And Brady threw all over them. It was the first time I felt like Brady was saying, oh, I'm just a game manager? Watch this.
Yeah. When Roethlisberger was a rookie.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Well, go ahead. Finish up.
Yeah, like, why does it have to, you know, it's always, well, Allen can't get past Mahomes. Well, maybe someone else can do it this time, and we'll get, like, Baltimore, Cincy, you know. I think that's an easier road anyway, even though we've lost to Cincy before. But.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. It's probably not going to be how I line up this year, you know. I as this season starts, I'm more just hopeful the Bills make the playoffs than I am assuming it. I think they're in a tougher spot for several kind of obvious reasons. The quality of the roster looks diminished. The schedule looks super tough. And, you know, we're going to see again if they can get away with Aaron Rodgers being in their division like they did last year when the Jets went from the possibility of this, what, three-time MVP to instead the worst quarterback play you've ever seen. And they still won seven games because they are that good overall. That all adds up to me, like, probably this is what the Bills themselves would do. I'm not thinking about that yet. You know, I can't. We'll go along and we'll see what the standings, how they take shape. But as it starts, the Bengals beat them too, right? Like, it's also it's an easier point to convince others of, I think, if the Bills hadn't lost the game to Cincinnati. Not just have they lost to Kansas City.
Right.
But okay. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. You know, looking at it that way, like thinking about seedings, it's just another opportunity to point out, for me, you don't have to do it this way because the caller at one point there said, if the Bills are the one, right? I'm like, okay. I'm not thinking about that at all. I'm still relatively bullish because I'm not big on the Jets. I like the Bills, and I think they'll handle Miami. So I like them in the division, maybe with, you know, 10 or 11 wins only because the schedule's so tough. But I like them to get to the playoffs. I'm just not thinking about the one seed at all, which has been really the objective since they got good. I mean, even in 20, they came in behind. You know, they didn't get the one. They obviously had to go to Kansas City to play the AFC title game, but they were like in a race for it. And from then on, after losing in Kansas City in that game, well, then obviously that's the stated goal. Let's get that game at home. It's not just get the Chiefs at home. Let's get the one so we're at home, period, and we play one fewer game, which is a far bigger benefit than having to go on the road, in my opinion. So, you know, striving for that has been this time of the year, like, okay, tiebreakers and all of that. And we were talking earlier about the schedule and would you take in the first chunk of games. And I'm like, well, it's a bunch of AFC games there. And I'm still thinking about tiebreakers, but not for the one seed. I'm just thinking about tiebreakers for the rest of the seeding, whether I need it for the division or whatever it is. Cause I think if you're a 10 or 11 win team, there's a good chance you're going to need some, you know, you'd want to have some help to break a tie with someone else, whether it's at the wild card level or even, you know, the two or the three or the four or whatever amongst division winners. The one to me just feels, I mean, I hate to say unattainable. It's, you know, it's September 3rd here and, you know, we don't get to decide all this until, you know, much later, but I'm one dude. I'm just not thinking about the one. I just think it's too tough a road.
The goal is what? You know, you have a team like Arizona. A lot of teams, this is easy. What is the goal? Get in. Making the playoffs would be the goal. For the Arizona Cardinals, for the Indianapolis Colts, for teams that are like kind of in the middle, maybe a little outside, their goal would be to make the playoffs. Other teams' goals could be even more modest than that. You know, get our rookie quarterback up and going and feel good about him going into year two. Denver, New England, teams like that. And then there are teams like the Bills where mostly their goals revolve around the playoffs. You know, winning the division would be my goal right now that I would state for them. They've done that 4 years in a row. The Bills in the 90s went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. They did not win the division those 4 years. They did three. But really, it's going to be hang in there. You know, hopefully you get your breaks. You don't have any worse injury luck. You get the same Josh Allen. McDermott is able to make the defense decent, if not great, you know, with the losses they've endured. And then you get in, and then you just make those kicks and win those games and get that one stop, you know, some tip pass, something like that. Because the caller's right. I think of Aaron Schatz all the time for this particular point he made about the Bills playing the Chiefs tougher in the playoffs than other teams. I think it's better. It's easier for me. It's what I choose to do. To not make the playoffs are not a different sport. You know, you have two teams. When Buffalo plays Kansas City, it's all out. It's important on different levels in the standings, you know, for optics, for pride. You don't get sort of a half effort from the Bills or the Chiefs just because it's only November. And then they do the same thing in January, and both teams also all in, full effort, you know, everything, nothing's spared. It's not a different sport. It's just that. This is tough, you know, to accept maybe because it doesn't, you know, sports are about stories and you want to think there's some actual reason that the Chiefs have won those games and not the other games. I tend to not. It's just sort of like what happened. So if I thought the Bills had some particular flaw that kept them from winning those games and, you know, it's more glaring because they won the regular season meetings, you know, I would do something about it. But I don't know. What have they done that sort of reflects that? I don't know. It's just more of a broad point.
Yeah. But it ends up being that circles around to being a McDermott point, I think. Like, is he tight? Does the team feel tight? Do they not, you know, does he not go for it on fourth down like he would? And you got to go back to the AFC title game, which feels like a very long time ago now. For the last time, I remember being really upset about, again, overall in the game, him sort of turtling. I'm sure there are other examples of it, but I think he's done a decent job of getting that more right than I think you see a lot of guys in the league get it anyway. I don't think he's perfect. I don't know who is in that respect. But that's where I think you'd end up, right? If you're out there right now, as you were talking, I'm positive there were, I don't know how many people that listen to us on a regular basis thinking about, I don't have that coach. They've got Andy Reid, and he's ready to dust off some play that he hasn't run in 20 years in the Super Bowl, and everyone's like, all right, corn dog! And, like, it works for two touchdowns, and, like, that. Do I have that advantage somewhere? Like, maybe that's what I'm missing.
Well, that, to me, is fair. But it's not about playoffs versus regular season. It's about Andy Reid versus Sean McDermott and maybe almost every other coach in the league. Like in the Bills, in the regular season game, he threw a deep pass and then Travis Kelce lateraled with less than 2 minutes to go in the game. Like, you know, if that happened in the Super Bowl, it would fit perfectly to this idea that in the playoffs, he's not afraid. I think that's right. In the playoffs, he's not afraid. But I think it's more just sort of like the creativity of the man and the talent that they have with Mahomes and Kelce and sort of the freedom that affords them whenever they're playing. But we know that they're not shy about running that stuff in the regular season. You know, jump passes and fourth tight ends and all kinds of wacky stuff.
Merry-go-round thing in the huddle.
Exactly.
Whatever the hell that
Ring around the rosy.
Right.
Exactly. Like, that's their MO, right? Kansas City. Oh, it feels so good to get so close to these games, actual games.
I am really excited for Thursday. I really, it felt so good to be watching. You know, I made a crack about an 8-leg parlay from Saturday. It just felt like we're back, baby. Like
you felt alive again.
It really, really felt good to have all that back. I enjoyed the weekend a lot watching.
But you know, there's tonight first. Don't.
Oh sure.
Skip past this draft tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. My truck, I'm so inclined to just go home from work.
You might just forget.
It's right on the way I drive. I may just drive right out. Oh, I probably won't, but there's a chance. A couple times today, I have gotten up to walk around and thought like, oh yeah, fantasy draft tonight.
Right, yeah.
I got to remind myself.
Me too. It's not because I couldn't have one. It's because it isn't out usually. It's
right,
in.
Right.
I was with family a lot this weekend, and I guess I have a reputation. And my niece plays fantasy football, Jenna. And she's like, so how many leagues? I'm like, oh, you know, I gave her an estimate. She's like, no, I want a number. So I counted.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Tonight is 235.
235.
Two are still going. Two others are still going.
Okay.
But this is 235.
And will this be the end of the yes. line then?
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
You're not going to fly off to Vegas on a whim here for
that busy schedule?
For the
that busy schedule tomorrow morning when Underdog has like 17 different tournaments up for week one?
Right.
A little different, but 235.
That seems like a
lot.
My
family's proud of me.
Yeah. Mm.
They're all very proud. They all find me very well adjusted. And they think my life is complete. I can't even speak after saying it. You even saw me after I brought it up. I wanted to bring it up, but I didn't want to say the number.
Yeah. Well,
what were you thinking it would be? Lower?
I don't really know.
You didn't have a guess?
I don't know. I mean, I tease you about thousands, but I guess I've never really thought it could be that cumbersome.
I know a guy with thousands.
Wow, man.
What he does, some of these guys just auto-pick on purpose. They put their own rankings in. I'll get who I get. But I want to be in. I want to be in the tournament. It's like $5.
Yeah,
you know, you throw a few hundred bucks in. That's what these guys will do. And now they have 100 more teams. You know, in a given tournament like that. That's how you get to 2,000.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know what to say about 2,000.
Yeah.
I obviously don't know much to say about 235.
It'll be two for me tonight. Two.
And I'm in the other one too.
You're in the other one.
We're
too.
Partners in the other one.
That's right.
That's exciting. Ross Tucker at 5. Ross has a fantasy element to his podcast. John Daigle, whose name you may know, he's been on with us a few times, is Ross's fantasy guy this year. So that's a great get for Ross. Great for them both. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after this timeout on WGR. I cannot risk forgetting to say this. Bulldog earlier mentioning this fantasy draft tonight and the lineup, Brian Koziol.
That's right.
Pat Malacaro.
Right.
Dave Buchanan has been here for years. Bandits. So it's mostly.
It is mostly people who still do work here. Yes. You're right. I regret the previous commentary.
I think you do. I think you would. No, you would
I,
say
I
that.
I do.
We love those guys.
I was just trying. I love them all.
Brian has been, talk about staples. Brian has been a staple here.
That's right.
On our show, golf, hockey, for many years. I knew him when he was in college at Brockport. Brian Koziol. Still going strong.
He'll love this if he's listening. When he first started here, I told him he was like, I met him. We were together at an outing watching. It was game 7 of the Devils Avalanche Stanley Cup. So 2001. And he said, you know, I'm studying to be a teacher, but I really like that. I love broadcasting. And I was like, just go be a teacher. Don't do this.
Well, he did.
He did. He did. But the next day I heard him do an update on like a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning or something. I heard him do an update and I called the hotline and said like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm a jackass. You're good at this.
You might be good at this.
You're good at this.
Mm-hmm,
don't listen to me. I was just, you know, I was drunk and being a jerk.
Let's go to Mike here. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, guys? I got to disagree with you on this point, Mike, about the difference between the regular season and playoff games between the Chiefs and the Bills. And a couple of examples I can use is like MVS, for example. He had a problem with drops all season with KC. He made a huge catch in that game. And if you look back at a lot of the matchups, Bills players don't seem to make those same plays in the playoffs that the Chiefs players do. There seems to be a difference. Maybe it is tightness. I don't know. I mean, Ed Oliver, he's never shown up in a playoff game. You know, I believe there is a difference. You know, because, again, like they make all those plays in regular season games. Taron Johnson had that pick to seal the one win, you know, and there's just a difference of players' mentalities, it seems like. You know, I don't know.
You know, I understand what you're saying. I just would not put that to mentality. I think there's luck. I think if you want to mention MVS making one catch, how about Gabe Davis, a player that Bills fans became fed up with in 13 seconds? I mean, a lot of guys have made a lot of plays. These are games, at least the two since the AFC Championship game, that have been decided by the slightest margins. I would say the Bills defensively have been a big disappointment in those playoffs, but Mahomes is, of course, great. And last year, they had bad injuries. So I just tend to think that it's not that, what, they choked? Or field goals are different in that way, maybe. You never know. I just think it's more, it doesn't have to be random, but it's what you want to pick out. You know, the Chiefs fumbled at the one-yard line in that game. What's that if they lose?
Right.
Is that because they didn't know how to win in the playoffs? You would never say that because they already had. But was their mentality wrong? Who was it? Hardman?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is there a point there about like Kansas City not being focused because he fumbled? I mean, no. It's ridiculous, right? When you put it on the
right.
other team.
It was a great play by a Bills defender to punch the ball out.
That's making a play.
Poyer, that is making a play.
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
That, of course, is followed almost directly by the Diggs drop. Speaking of,
there was a fake punt I recalled in there too. To your point about the difference,
well, the fake punt preceded the fumble by
it
Hardman.
Did.
Yeah,
oh,
they
did.
Turned it over there, and then Hardman fumbled at the one. The Bills got the ball back and dodged any damage from the failed miss punt, fake punt. Excuse me.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike. A lot you can say about all this. Ross Tucker, never at a loss for words himself. Coming up after sports. His season debut with us, Tuesdays at 5, which is where we're at. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.